that kind of leads us into things for 2006 in the health field, which so many people are concerned about. Every time we do a health-related program, I mean, the phones light up and people are really concerned about it. The big one, of course, is the bird flu. People keep saying there's going to be a pandemic and millions of people are going to die.
No, there's not. No. I think that Asia is going to get hit quite a bit. You know, they said that with SARS, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it went away, didn't it?
Yeah, no, we're not going to have a worldwide pandemic. No, we're not. No, it's going to be very contained.
What do you see in terms of medical advancements this year?
They've been sort of skirting around this, but there's going to be a new diabetes kind of insulin replacement that'll be ready by late summer that's going to do something. I'm not a doctor, but they're going to do something with inserting something in the pancreas that's going to act as a barometer, you know, for insulin. And we are closing in on a vaccination for cancer for stomach problems.
So certain kinds of cancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, colon and, you know, and I think eventually we're going to eradicate, you know, some of the cancers that we have. But then again, I don't want to be, you know, morbid or depressing, but then we've got something else to worry about, heart trouble and all the other stuff.
Well, that's true, too.
But there are going to be advancement in also treatments for plaque in the heart valves, and it's not just going to be something that's going to be temporary. They're going to be able to insert something through the vein that's going to be able to break down the plaque in the heart valves.
Well, that's pretty dramatic. Anything that would do away with the angioplasty that they've been doing.
No
right
kidding,
now.
Because people say it, you know, some people say it doesn't hurt. Well, I have a guy in my office, you know, Michael, and he had it's not that pleasant, no. And MS, of course, is very dear to my heart because of Montel. But they're going to have a breakthrough, and it's going to be something they're going to find in the hypothalamus gland that's not operating right.
All right. And, you know, for a lot of people who like to track what Sylvia's saying and her predictions, Lex will have a recap on the coasttocoastam.com website right after the program, so you'll be able to just jot some of these things down. What's going on in terms of, you know, people are always concerned. They have this New Year's resolution. They want to lose weight or they want to stop smoking.
Right.
See anything on the horizon there?
Yeah, I think that we're going to have... here we go again. I think there is going to be some kind of, not patch, but vaccination of some kind again that's going to block the need for nicotine, which I think is going to be marvelous to get rid of that, you know, because that's becoming one of the, you know, the top numbers as far as heart trouble and you know, cancer of the throat and God knows what all.
Is this psychic ability, Sylvia, which you have, also based on good intuition? I mean, you're a smart woman, you read, you watch television, you listen to radio. Do you, like years ago, hear things that scientists are working on this or that, and with your abilities, get to the point where you say, you know what, it's time. Something is going to break loose. Something's going to happen. Does it happen like that for you?
No. Sometimes, you know, honest to God, I'll be driving down the street or something, and all of a sudden it just hits me like a boom, you know. And so then I write it down for the next year. You know, I just don't sit in a little think tank and do it. No, it just comes out of nowhere, it seems like. Which I'm convinced it comes from God. I don't want to be, you know, a humble Hannah here, but I just do know that everything does come from God. And I think it's very much like the salt vaccine. I do believe it. I'm not taking away from salt, but I think it's like Edison or anyone else. It's just infused at the right time.
Does it surprise you anymore that you have these predictions and that most of them, a good 80% of them, come true? Maybe even higher?
I don't think I think about them. I mean, I always want to have predictions that help people, you know, or prevent something, you know. But I don't know if it surprises me so much. I think it's because I've been doing it for 51 years. You know, after a while, you just sort of...
You get
yeah, so it's like taking a shower. You know, you say, well, I'm just going
to
get up and do it, you know.